Welcome to This Is Important, a production of iHeartRadio. This is a show where we only talk about what is very important to us and everyone else. Today we talk about...
Kick the can. Y'all ever play that? That game was ruthless.
I took pride in that thing, but I also rode it hard. I always broke the fork.
In the campsites, people had super soakers doused with acid.
Oh my God, did you shit your pants?
Here we go. Start your engines.
Welcome to This Is Important.
This Is Important.
I thought we were all doing it together. I really did. Where we talk about everything from just our very hard stance, political stances. And we talk about, I don't know, pop culture. And we talk about, I don't know, maybe some sports. That's what I like to talk about.
Oh, hell yeah.
Sports, baby. I'm actually getting back into collecting sports cards, guys. That's the new thing in my life.
Tell me about that.
I want to know.
That's dope.
I am, honestly. I just bought a Beckett, which took me back to the good old days. Did you guys ever collect cards, or is this just kind of my thing?
Is that where you find the price? The Beckett magazine, where you could line up what the card was and see how much it was worth?
Yes, it is.
Oh, yeah. I did my fair share of sports cards collecting.
I believe it's called a price guide.
Yeah, it's a price guide.
Yeah, I had Wizard Magazine.
Wizard Magazine was my price guide.
Right.
I collected Marvel cards.
Well, you know what the hot shit is right now, Blake? And this, I feel like this could, you could sip on this scissor.
Okay.
It's Pokemon cards. Do you have any old Pokemon cards? Because they are worth... cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching right now.
Oh my gosh. No, I threw them all out.
Really?
Yeah, evidently Pokemon cards are big. And some of your nerd shit is probably worth a ton of money. All the D&D. Does Dungeons & Dragons have cards? Or no, that's just Magic the Gathering, right?
That's Magic, yes. And yeah, some of those are worth money for sure.
Yeah, man.
How much are those worth?
A Magic card?
Yeah, like a good one.
Upwards of...
like $350.
Damn. Mike Trout card that was like, I guess, a signed rookie card. I don't even know if it's a rookie card. Just a signed one of one. There was only one made. He signed it. It just sold for... a record like $3.9 million. What's weird is it's more expensive than the Honus Wagner that was like, you know, the super old card that it was like the pinnacle of card collecting. And
yeah, this sounds like bullshit to me.
No, it's look them up. But what's weird is it was over 100 years old. So you'd think like, yeah, for sure, that card, it has all the history.
Right.
It's been around. The fact that it hasn't been destroyed in 100 years, sure, I guess that's worth millions of dollars.
Right.
But a brand new card is worth $4 million? It seems absurd.
Here's the deal. Nobody knows who the fuck Honus Wagner is. Everybody knows who Mike Trout is. Baseball cards were in the shitter. So they go, hey, let's have one guy buy a Mike Trout one-of-one card for $4 million and revive the entire industry and make money, period.
Who's they, Anders? This seems like conspiracy theory shit. You think Big Card is behind it?
Yes, 100%. Yes.
Yeah, I follow this logic.
Bobby Beckett?
This dude is friends with the guy at Topps or whoever, Fleer or whatever, and they were like,
Richard
let's do
Topps.
This. And look, and now you fell for it. Hook, line, and sinker.
That, no, dude.
Yes.
No, the guy that bought it, his name's like literally like Bobby Vegas or some bullshit.
Bozo.
Yeah, he does. He has like a
great.
Stupid-
oh yeah, Bobby Vegas isn't friends with Ric Fleer.
Yeah, I don't. I, well,
Ric
I
Fleer.
Guess.
Woo!
Woo!
And the stocks in cards just went up.
Michael Topps and Bobby Vegas have to be homies.
Don't forget about good old Upper Deck, Lewis Upper Deck,
Johnny Upper Deck. Yeah, that's obviously what it is. There's no fucking reason to buy a baseball card for $4 million about Mike Trout.
Mm-mm. But there's there's no reason to spend money on any collectible.
Unless you can create an entire marketplace and then benefit from it.
It is about demand, isn't it?
You just asked the question. You were like, why is this card worth so much? Because someone decided, I'm going to spend $4 million on this so that the entire industry of cards is like caught in that draft.
I don't believe that Big Card was behind it.
It's insider trading cards.
Then what is it?
I don't think that they were behind the sale of this.
You know what?
I think it was just some fucking rich asshole from Vegas, obviously.
Right.
Who was just like, Johnny I want to be the guy that bought the most expensive card. So everyone sees me and go, oh, he must have a ton of money. I need to suck his dick.
Yeah. People from Vegas are definitely not scammers.
Ooh.
Yeah, right. Exactly. This is flagrant, dude.
The schemiest person I know, Jillian Bell, is from Las Vegas. Okay. Enough said.
Schemer.
This is flagrant. This is a Mike Trout card. When did Mike Trout start playing in the MLB?
He's been in there for a while.
What, yeah, 6 years?
How old is this card?
It's not old.
It'd be 6 years if it's a rookie card.
It's not old. It's like a new card.
This is so wrong.
Yeah.
It is completely wrong. And what they are doing is driving up.
Well, I agree that it's wrong. I'm just saying I don't think that it's a big card or some kind of conspiracy that all the card companies got together and they're like, we need to have this total douchebag buy this card.
Don't think of it like big card. Like there's one. It's just the industry itself is trying to be revived.
Yes.
Mm.
That's it. Which the industry is now, you're trying to get into the industry because guess what? It's been revived.
But I was getting in before this just happened. This just happened like this past week. I was
$3.9 million for a fucking card, a Mike Trout card.
At the beginning of quarantine, I was like, you know what? I'm going to get back into cards. Because what happened was card collecting, it like went in the shitter because they realized, oh, we make too many of them. Like a card can't be worth anything if there's hundreds of thousands of the same card out there because there's too many.
And baseball was dying. Nobody gave a fuck.
Right.
Well, sure. But all cards collecting, football cards, basketball cards, hockey cards.
But baseball cards were by far the most popular cards, correct?
I believe so. Yes. Yeah. I think.
I don't know. I think now basketball cards are more popular than baseball cards as a whole.
I would imagine so. But I think like historically the baseball card is the bar that was set.
Sure, yeah, but the reason that it went in the shitter was they were making too many of them. So now what they mm-hmm. do is they do limited releases where they'll right. make 200 of a card. And then that way there's a scarcity within the card collecting community and you're like,
"Oh, I have to get." Are you a scarcity cat? Are you now a scarcity cat?
I'm a scarcity cat.
You're all about
it's
it.
It's like shoes. It's like shoe collecting or like limited drops in clothing.
Exactly.
They're taking the same
They
model.
Have to do that now. It's marketing. So you've been marketed hook, line and sinker.
Yeah.
Big card.
And I think it's cool. I'm into it.
Yeah, and it's a fun thing to do.
It's a fun waste of money.
I have a new hobby, guys.
No one's shitting on you.
Yeah, that's cool. That's something to do. I like it. I like it, dude.
Fun thing. Kyle Gardens.
Hell yeah,
I'm going to get a bunch of Luka Doncic trading cards.
Yeah, so like who means a lot to you? Like what's a card you get that you're like, oh, I don't give a fuck what this costs. This is mine. I would be so super stoked to get this.
I want to get the Michael Jordan rookie card. That's one that when I was a kid, I was like, I have to get that card.
Are you serious? Everyone would say, but I'm saying like specifically you, that's a weird one that's not worth a gazillion dollars that you would be stoked on.
It gotta be worth
one. I mean, it would have to be worth a gazillion dollars or I would have already gotten it. Or like when I was a kid.
My point is like, I have a ton of New Balances, right? I wouldn't say I was like a collector. I have some that are like the hype beast ones that like there aren't that many and they're fucking super expensive in the aftermarket. But then I have other ones where I'm like, these are mine. Nobody fucking wants these, but I think they're fucking sick. I'm asking if there's a card like that for you where you're like, I'm just a huge fucking Latrell Sprewell fan and would dig his card.
I don't know. I don't know. I guess I don't have any specific. I just like the sport of basketball, so I think it would be fun to get back into it, especially now that there's some new players that I think are going to be great for a very long time, like a Zion, like a Luka, like a Donovan Mitchell.
Oh, so you would be collecting new cards, trying to get just new cards, current cards.
Yeah, and then a few old ones that I've always wanted to have, but when I was a kid, I didn't have any money, so I didn't, I couldn't get the Michael Jordan rookie card because it's $1,000.
Dude, when I was a kid, my favorite baseball card that I had was Mark McGwire rookie where he played third base.
Oh, I had that one too, the USA.
It was like a Topps, I believe.
Yeah, but he played a USA baseball. That was his rookie card.
Well, maybe it wasn't his rookie card. It was just he played third base. And to me, that was like so sick because I just knew him as a first baseman and like my favorite first baseman. But I would love to get this card back. If I was going to go after anything, I'd go after the McGwire where he played third base.
I think I might have that card, homie. I might be willing to trade.
Cool. We'll talk about it on the next podcast. He'll have it. Who's somebody that you would bet on now? Like, obviously, Luka and Zion are, like, destined for greatness unless they get, like, super injured. Who's somebody that you're like, I think that guy's going to be sneaky dope?
Well, Donovan Mitchell, I think, is going to be the one that – everybody's all Luka all the time right now. And Zion, if he ever gets fully healthy, He right. will be dominant hopefully next season. But Donovan Mitchell's that guy that's just like, he's scoring 50 points in the playoffs right now. Yeah. And people aren't really talking about him. And he also just seems like a great guy. He mm-hmm. seems like he's got his head on his shoulders. Mm-hmm. And I think he's going to be one of those guys that like in 15, 20 years that he will be one of the best of this generation.
Yeah, for sure.
Also, he's not huge. Like Luka is like, he's a big dude. He's like,
yeah, how tall is Luka?
He's like 6'7", 250 or something. He's like a thick man. Like, mm-hmm. and Zion too is just like,
Zion is next level.
Yeah, it's just like a thick, big dude. And like guys like that, unless they be stretching, they're gonna hurt themselves. And yeah. they've already both hurt themselves already. Yeah. And Donovan Mitchell is a tinier guy, and they seem to last a little longer because they're not coming down with all that weight.
Right.
It's probably why I keep hurting myself, you know.
So meaty.
A big guy.
Too beefy of a boy.
This is so important.
I want to say I read that Zion Williams was coming into the NBA as the heaviest player that would be in the NBA, which is crazy.
No, the only other person that was heavier than him was
Boban.
Boban.
And that's all dick.
You rang.
Marjanovic. And he, but it was like by like 10 pounds or something. And right. Boban is 7'4".
Right.
And Zion is only 6'7", which is insane.
That's a huge bitch.
Really?
Yeah. He's only 6'7". He just plays so much bigger.
Wait a second.
Yeah.
Zion is only 6'7". He's 1 inch taller than Michael Jordan.
That's right.
He's Scottie Pippen's height.
Check the cards, man. Check. You got to read check the cards. Back of the cards.
Yeah, you got to read them back.
That's the best part about the cards.
Yes. I just like looking at the front.
You get those stats.
I'm a statsman.
Are baseball cards the original card?
Yeah, I think so.
I would assume.
You don't think there were like night cards back in the day? Like the round table?
Oh shit! You got a
Lancelot.
You got a Percival. Damn,
that'd be so sick.
Link me.
Did you guys the cops in my neighborhood, the police officers in my neighborhood, growing up had their own baseball cards?
Yeah,
I do. Remember
did they do that.
That
in your neighborhood? That was so fucking sick and such a smart idea from the police officers, just to make them seem like not like scary, like you're always going to get in trouble, and to you know, have like little kids like them.
That was their last good idea. That was it.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. They don't do that anymore. They're not doing that no more.
Nope, that's not happening.
That's the card you put in the bike spokes.
Oh, playing cards were good for that.
Playing cards over baseball cards?
Yeah, because they were like vinyl, so they could take a little more.
Take a licking?
Abuse.
Totally. That shit sounded so good.
Did you guys have dope bikes growing up as kids?
Oh, yeah.
Or was it just whatever?
My bike, I had one summer where I had 3 bikes stolen from me. Mm. One at knife point. and my dad went over to the kid's house and like demanded the bike back. And then my dad got bitched out. They're like, no, we don't have your bike. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm like, he is the one that stole my bike.
Wait, you said your dad got bitched out, and then it was, no, we don't have it. What are you talking about?
No, like, did they like yell at him? Could have just got this man to like force the kid to give me my bike back. This kid took my bike at knife point. And then my dad goes over to the house, and they're like, don't know what to tell you. And he's like, they don't have it. And I'm like, they do. They do. I'm not lying.
Dad, you just got bitched out.
Yeah. I'm like, he pulled a knife on me and took my fucking bike. And then I had 2 other bikes that were just stolen. Once I left on the side of a house and someone stole it. And the other, they broke into my goddamn garage. So then I didn't have bike for the rest of the summer.
Are we talking about dirt bikes? Are we talking mountain 10 speed?
Dude, I had dirt bikes that were like, I had this one that was a trick bike, 20 inch rims, a Mongoose Motivator.
Okay.
Oh, dude. Yeah, it was, I took pride in that thing, but I also rode it hard. I always broke the fork because I was a big boy doing big stairs, doing big jumps. You know what I mean?
If you're listening at home, Kyle has hands that are like lunch pails. So I can imagine the stress on that fork.
Yeah, he's the Zion of our friend group.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah, you really are.
Because I remember that summer I tried to go down like an 8 stair, like jump down 8 stairs, and it just bent the fork. And I'm like, that's cool.
No,
I did the 8 stairs. I'll get a new fork. And I learned how to like do all my own maintenance on the bike and stuff. It was awesome.
Yeah, I had a dyno. I was a dyno boy when I got into that.
Yep.
But my whole thing, because I couldn't skateboard just because I physically couldn't do that, but I could ride a bike. But I couldn't do any like cool jumps or anything. The only thing I could do was just have the balls to go down as many stairs as possible, right. Which ends up being gnarlier than just going off of a ramp.
Yeah. Talk about balls.
Well, like you're not jumping down the stairs. You're just going like.
No, I'm just like throwing myself down the stairs, like hanging on.
That's awesome.
Were you busting endos?
What's that?
Where you do the brake on the front and like the back wheel comes up?
Oh yeah,
always, baby.
That was my main trick because you did it. It took no skill other than just hitting the brake very hard.
Well, that was like the same summer that Flatland was in like the X Games, and you could do like you put pegs on the front and back, and you could actually do like these cool little dances with your bike while using the brakes and stuff.
I know what you're talking about.
I think my best trick was the skid.
Oh my God, dude, I could just lay some fucking skid out.
I could skid for days. I was the hardest skidder on the block.
That was the best way to arrive.
You're still laying skid marks, right?
Yeah, okay. Baby, laying a little tire on the pavement. Hello.
Let's talk about in your undies.
If you saw if you saw a homie from like across the playground and you just darted over to him and then went like whoosh for like a skid, you're like, what's up?
That was always the move. Yeah, you had to like see who could skid the longest.
Oh yeah,
not in.
You're talking about from like turning to the side too, not right, not just like the straight.
Nah,
skid.
Straight bomb.
Yeah. Oh, that's some nerd shit.
Yeah, I could. You turn?
Yeah, you turn and you fucking you tail it off.
I'm kind of gonna call bullshit on Blake being the skid king because I rode bikes with him in Vancouver while shooting Game Over Man, and I remember you being scared to lay some skids down.
Oh my God.
And me and the homie Kyle Walsh were laying some serious skids down, and then we're like, all right, Blake, you do it.
Okay, well, I skidded in my youth. Yeah. I have since become old men don't skid, all right?
There's
and
I'm
40.
There's the first shirt for merch.
I'm 40, and I don't skid no
You're not
more.
40. We're the same age. You're 36 years old.
I'm 40.
I grew up with Blake, and the dude could skid.
Thank
okay,
you.
There it is.
He rolled with a bunch of people who were trying to do tricks and stuff, and he really had the skid. His skid was
Thank
like you're
you.
Going down the stairs. That's what it was. So, you know, nobody's trying to take away you going down the stairs. You actually don't have anybody to corroborate that. I'm here corroborating my homie Blake.
Next time,
thank
hey,
you.
Next time, we're all together on a bunch of bicycles.
Yeah.
I will roll down. I ride a bike every day, dog.
Every
Dude,
day.
I'll show you my Flatland shit.
I will bound some stairs.
Put it on your Insta story.
Yeah, let's Insta about it.
Let's Insta about it.
That would be the sickest is to get into to that.
Instigate?
What was your like Instagram. Best, just to get into Instagram, your best like little kid skill that you could bust out today and people would be like, okay, damn.
Climbing trees.
Climbing trees?
Blake didn't hesitate.
I was very good at climbing trees. I still am to this day.
I could see you being really good at climbing some trees.
I love that you were that kid that's like, who's that? It's just Blake kid. He climbs trees.
He's always hiding from someone.
Yeah.
All the way to the top.
Yeah.
He's always hiding from somebody all the way at the top.
That's where my dad couldn't reach me.
You got to come over here during loquat season, climb my tree, and pick some loquats for me, buddy.
I'll just tell you, when you have a dad like mine at home, you learn how to climb those trees pretty damn fast. Oh,
go get a switch. Go get a switch,
and
boy.
And this is what I wanted to talk about.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
This is important. This. Group therapy.
Blake's abuse.
I use my podcast as a therapy session.
Now, what is this like little kid skill? Like, I don't know. I remember doing the thing where you would like make a donut hole with your lips and slap it, and it would go like pop. You know what I mean? It'd be like...
Oh. A donut hole with your lips?
Like this kind of thing, I can go...
Yeah, you just make like a... Yeah, well, there you go.
Well, that's not very interesting.
Yeah. what are we talking about here? Like what little kid skill? That's a little kid skill, and you fucking grow up and you...
I mean, it could be a skill. That. Like, for instance, I was thinking like I'm still a good hacky sacker. Like I could still hacky sack.
Oh.
But that's not a skill I developed... As an adult, that's just, I had that as a kid, and then now I can still do it.
And you're still good. So what was your little kid talent, basically?
Yeah, I guess so.
Swimming.
Were you a fast kid? I prided myself on being a fast child.
Running?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I was ever the fastest, but like, I took it seriously, and I think I was up there.
Because motherfuckers could not tag your boy, okay?
Oh, we're talking tag?
I was fast, bro.
Yeah, you were hella fast, dude. I mean, I think I could always throw a football pretty far, and I could jack home runs like a motherfucker.
Kyle has a nasty
Slugger.
Swing. Yeah, you should have played baseball professionally.
I was gonna.
Yeah, I wish I had. That's the card I want, is
water
the Kyle Newachek. Should
have played water
That
polo.
Was my first career aspiration, was to be a pro ball player, man. But it turned out you have to practice every day. And when I learned that, and when I was like 13 years old and I just wanted to go smoke cigarettes, I was like, nah, that's cool.
Mm-hmm. Wait, can we go back for a second to Blake being like, I was fast.
Yeah.
Nobody could tag me.
Mm-hmm.
I have a sneaking suspicion that everyone fast wasn't playing tag. They were playing real sports.
Mm. See, Blake, Blake never, he didn't go to the track, the track meet.
Yeah, no one could tag me. Motherfucker, they're out playing flag football.
Okay. Well, there were other activities that weren't sanctioned sports that you had to be good at on my block. One was tag. The other was steal the bacon. And I was nasty on that.
Yo, steal the bacon got so ruthless.
You want to know the other one? Kick the can. Y'all ever play that? That game was
damn
ruthless.
What? Hey, did you grow up in the 50s?
I know.
I grew up in a field in Iowa.
Adam's getting like shanked with knives and you're like kicking cans.
Bro, we lived in a court. Like, you can play games like that.
What is kick the can?
Yeah.
Kick the can is so tight. So there's like a can in the middle of the court and somebody's it and they count to like 100 or whatever and you all hide. And then they have to go and find you. But if you kick the can before they run and jump over it, they're out.
It's so tight.
Yeah.
That, I don't think I explained it well, but it's a really fun game.
No, Blake, you grew up in a court, so did I. It was like the court with kids on it is really the way to...
A court is just a circle, right?
Is it a cul-de-sac?
Yeah, it's a cul-de-sac. So it's a dead end. So essentially...
Because I grew up in the court system,
you only have to look one way if a car's coming. So you can kind of set up shop and do your thing. And if there's enough kids on the cul-de-sac, then you can really have these teams. You can have four versus four, and it's just... it's the way to grow up, baby.
No, it really is, dude.
It's to play kick the can.
We just played a lot of the very politically incorrect game of smear the queer.
Okay.
That was our shit. And
wow, that's crazy. I remember that game.
Oh yeah. It just and you just said that unabashedly. You were like, yeah, smear the queer. You guys want to play smear the queer?
Yep.
Yeah.
What the fuck was that?
Yeah.
I remember we played that on my court, and then I definitely remember only playing it a few times before somebody came out and was like, you can't say that. You can't be yelling that.
See, that's some Northern California shit. In the Midwest, people were like, yep, that's the name of the game.
Yeah, we were corrected.
That's the name of the game.
We're not changing it.
The dad has it tattooed on his chest.
Yeah. Some kid was like, hey, maybe we shouldn't say this. I got a cousin that is gay. And then some dad just busts out of the house. It's the name of the game. We're not changing.
What are we going to change? Our red lights, green lights now.
Red lights.
This is our history.
It's our history.
We did. Ghosts in the Graveyard and Cops and Robbers on bikes.
Cops and Robbers was true.
Cops and Robbers, oh my on gosh, bikes. Shit went down.
That doesn't even have rules. It's just like you just pretend to shoot each other.
Right. Day. But no, it was essentially like group tag. Cops over here, robbers over there. And there was like parameters, like the block. And we have like a school on our block. So you could cut through the schoolyard and shit.
Damn. Can't you put people in jail and stuff too? And then you can go save people
exactly.
out of jail?
So then if a robber gets to jail when a cop isn't there, they can tag you and then you're free again.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
The game.
I don't know how it ends. I guess it ends when the cops get all the robbers, but like, I don't know how the robbers.
There was never any, like those little kid games, there was never any ending. You know what I mean? Right. It just kept going until you had to come home.
They were designed to just stay.
I never remember like winning at Cops and Robbers or like any of those like games that you sort of make up your own neighborhood rules.
Right.
Our main shit, we were just like little vandals and shit. We would literally just get a bunch of rocks, climb in a tree, and then throw rocks at cars that are driving past.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Like
that happened
all day long. I remember I had to, I got called to like eat dinner and I hear my mom screaming my name down the street. And so I had to go home, ate dinner. I came back, all of my friends are handcuffed sitting on the side of the street and a police officer's right there. There's like four of my friends right there and they were getting handcuffed and then the cop took them back to their parents' house because they shattered some guy's windshield by throwing a freaking rock through his windshield.
Damn.
Freaking goofballs.
That
backfired on him.
Did you guys ever have laser tag infiltrate your groups of friends? Because that was like something that really, really changed every game.
Like, you guys had your own laser tag, like, in the neighborhood?
Dude, a couple kids on the block had it.
Yeah, you could buy these vests at, like, Toys R Us. And, you know, you had to charge them. That was the hard part, is always keep making sure that you had batteries. But, like...
Well, hey, nothing's changed, huh?
Yeah, totally. Dude. But you could basically play Qzar, which was our local laser tag haunt, in your court now, infinitely. And it was like the most fun thing. I remember one Christmas, everybody got them for Christmas, and we just all played for probably the next 3 years. It was like laser tag every day.
They were hella expensive.
They were.
We were a Super Soaker neighborhood. Did you guys ever fuck with some Super Soakers?
Oh, dude.
Oh, hell yeah.
You mean by Laramie?
Laramie.
What'd you guys have?
Ooh.
You just have the standard?
Everybody
50?
Had a 50.
You had to have the 50. Start with the 50.
Is the 50?
You had to have the 50, and that's what you would tuck in your pants. And then you would have the 500, the double banger.
That was the 200.
Two tanks, whatever that one was.
The 500 had the backpack, or was that the 1,000?
Can we just go from the bottom up and, like, let me get reminded of this?
By the way, Super Soaker does not exist anymore. Didn't we? We looked this up in the Workaholics Writers Room. It, like, doesn't exist.
Why not?
Maybe they're sitting on it till some guy pays $4 million for a 50
year
and gets back into it. This is important.
That's something I would collect.
I want to say that there was a 5, 10, 15, 30. There was for sure a 50, a 75, and a 100, and then a 200.
Okay, so the 75 was what? What color was that?
Orange and yellow.
That was the orange and yellow one. So the 100 was the green one?
No, blue.
The 100 was blue.
Or was that the 50?
No, the 100 was blue and yellow.
Okay. Okay.
The 50 was green bottle, yellow gun, the OG.
That was the entry one. Everybody had the 50.
50 was just the first.
Yeah, that's...
Because it was called the Super Soaker 50 because it shot 50 feet.
Oh, shit. I never knew that.
Oh, what happened was Nerf bought Super Soaker and kind of ruined it. If we're being real, Nerf tried to nerfize
they nerfed
Super
it.
Soaker and then just turned it into some Nerf shit, man.
What did they do to it?
It just it looks like it doesn't hold as much water. It's just kind of whack as hell.
People also started putting like bleach and urine in them and shooting 50 feet and taking off, like shooting convertibles and shit.
I'd like to apologize early for doing that as a teenager.
Did you?
No, I'm lying. I didn't do that.
That's the shit at Bonnaroo, where like the urban legend, which I think is a real thing, that like in the campsites, people had Super Soakers doused with acid. And then you'd be walking through the campsites at night, drunk, about ready to pass out, and someone would lace your ass up with a bunch of acid. Could you imagine? You're just walking through the campsite and then you just get a face full of, not acid like your skin's going to melt off, like acid like you're going to trip balls for the night.
Does it go into your mouth?
Well, it seeps into your skin.
Yeah, like Hendrix used to wear it in his bandana so that it just goes in through your epidermis.
I didn't know that. That explains a lot of things.
Yeah, you don't have to ingest it. It just goes in through your skin.
I think I was on acid.
You've done it.
That's crazy. We've all probably done it.
The one thing I do remember, I had this crate. I think my brother and I, we tried to take one of our old Super Soakers and fill it with gasoline and then make a blowtorch.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that is how a little kid explodes, for
sure. You guys are fucking insane.
Yep, that's how you die.
Yes, it was not a good idea. I'm pretty sure it just got set ablaze, but, you know, we had safety precautions, hose right next to us, so it was okay.
That'll save you.
Very scary, but we were both walked away unharmed.
You guys are bad boys.
Can we segue that to you guys doing your own stunts backyard wrestling as children?
Hello.
Oh, yeah, man. Blake and I.
Because it sounds like that was you guys were just insane little fucking let's get hurt people.
We were very safe in our backyard wrestling.
Yeah, we were more about there's a reason we're in Hollywood, because we were all about making and filming and theatrics over the actual aggression that we should have been getting out.
To put in context, Blake and Kyle, when we first met them, they showed us all these tapes of them and their backyard wrestling that they had on like a public access TV show, which is super cool, by the way.
Yeah.
Yes.
Where they would do like backyard wrestling in their backyard, and they had like built a stage and it was a whole thing. But yeah, you're right. If I remember correctly, it was very much theatrics based. And then when it got down to like the wrestling part of it, you're like, well,
the pageantry.
Well, I mean, let me paint the picture of the ring. The ring was basically four mattresses that we would call when we were announcing it, we would call them box springs to make it sound like we were tougher, but they were very soft mattresses. And we had like empty 2-liter bottles as our as our weapons.
We were on some real bitch shit, man. We were not tough.
Oh my God.
Brutal. I think the craziest thing we did is like Blake got power bombed through this like table that we built out of sawhorses and a very small, like very thin piece of plywood that my dad pre-scored so that he wouldn't get hurt. And we had mattresses underneath it.
I love the fucking approval from the parents. Like, I love it. You're creative. Let me help you.
Well, it was in my parents' backyard. And my dad was all about, like, at that point, at that time, he was all about not getting sued. And so
he wanted in on the money, too.
Of course. He's trying to get on TV. He was like, let me score this. Where are the cameras?
Come on.
Where?
Well, they've always been very supportive of what we do and all that. So it's like, he pre-scored it and we did it. It was epic.
Did someone ever like take a hit and it got a little too serious and then suddenly there's a real fight that breaks out? Because that's the footy I'm trying to see.
I don't know. Some people, Blake, did I used to wrestle rough?
I think you were a little rough, but you were probably getting out aggressions of your childhood for sure.
Yeah, you're super helpful dad. You just couldn't rage against him because he was like, yeah, I'll help you. I need to rage against someone. Okay.
We can get into that or we don't have to. You know what I mean?
Dad issues.
I remember about two Thanksgivings ago, I went home and my aunt was like, Adam, can I talk with you? And I'm like, sure. Aunt Patty, what's up? And she goes, do you know a Brian? And I'm like, yeah, he was my bully when I was a kid. This kid was like a total bully to me. And she goes, that's not what I heard. And evidently she works with him now. And he's like, Adam used to bully me in elementary school. And so my bully thought I was his bully.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's interesting.
But really, you guys should have been soulmates.
Yeah. So when I was a kid, this is how I remember it, is he had failed a grade and he was like way bigger than me. And one day he comes and is like, I heard what you did. And I'm like, what did I do? And he goes, you know, and I still to this day have no idea. And all the kids were like, hey, man, Brian, basically, he's bigger than all of us. We have to be friends with him. So I snapped and I'm like, Brian's my mortal enemy. I have no friends.
Wait, sorry. They had to choose him over you.
They had to choose him over, over me. Yes, and so the only friends that I had were Omar, the kid who clogged with wooden shoes on the weekend.
Tight.
Mm-hmm. And the other kid, I'm blanking on his name, but he ended up being
close friends, tight-knit group of friends.
He ended up being a gay dude who played organ at church on Sundays. So it's not like
both sound awesome.
Yeah, both pretty fun guys, admittedly, but not the crew you're trying to roll with in elementary school. If you're trying to kiss Shannon Tomo.
Yeah,
not the crew you're trying to roll with.
So anyways, I ended up fighting this guy like every day at lunch because he'd be like, you can't sit with us. No one's your friend. And I would like, I hit him in the head with a book. I kicked him down a staircase.
Damn.
And I was like getting all my aggression out on this kid. And then he ends up in turn says that I'm his bully.
Mm-hmm.
So it could get twisted. You think that you're being bullied, but guess what, kids? You might be the bully yourself.
Is that what Tenet is about? I think the movie coming.
Is it?
It's about you think you're the bully or you think you're being bullied, but you end up being the bully.
That's crazy, man.
JK.
What movie?
Tenet. It's a joke. It already happened. And wasn't that funny?
Oh, Tenet.
Tenet.
Yes, I've not seen the previews for that.
Yeah, what is that?
That's the whole thing is you don't know what it's about, and it's supposed to be good, but
it's
whatever.
Nolan's like weird, palindrome film. Right. He's done one in reverse, and now he's doing the palindrome.
And palindrome, we all know what that means, but just
that's like race car, race car. So race car is spelled the same way backwards and forwards.
Okay. So you can watch this movie backwards.
It seems from the visuals that he's playing that game. And from the title, Tenet.
What the hell?
Well, I hope I can connect to the characters.
Well, he could have called it Race Car or Mom.
Yeah.
Chris Nolan presents Mom.
Mom.
Sweetie? Mom. Sweetie?
He had a mom. So did his sister. But they were different moms.
So that dude, Denzel Washington's son, I did not know that was Denzel Washington's son.
Denzel.
Yeah. And
Denzel.
oh shit, I stepped in some den gel.
I said to Chloe the other night, we saw like a little trailer or something for Tenet, and I'm like, what the fuck is that movie about? And then I'm like, also, that dude needs to chill with his Denzel Washington impression. I'm like, mm-hmm. he is just trying to be Denzel so hard right now. And she's like, that's Denzel Washington's son. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, checks out.
Oh, that Dang. Checks out.
That makes me want to see it now. I've never seen him do anything.
You didn't see Black Klansman?
Uh-uh.
You wouldn't?
You didn't watch every episode of Ballers, homie?
I did not.
Give us the elevator pitch.
Dude, I did not. Adam, I know you
did. Yeah, man. I'm a baller, man. Every comedy that comes on HBO, I give it a shot. And by give it a shot, I mean watch every episode, even if I don't like it.
Like just commit
yeah. for several seasons.
I will watch shit all.
Yeah, support comedy. I like that.
Hard Knocks is back.
Ooh, who's the team?
LA, period. Both teams.
Wow.
COVID operations.
Wow.
I think it's the best show ever in the history of television.
I finally watched it. I remember you guys always talking about it in the work as writer's room. And I never checked out. And now that I watched it, it is the greatest show.
It's the greatest. Because even the bad episodes, you're like, it doesn't matter. They found some like dumb thing to kind of be the thread of the episode. But you're just watching these like people that are at the pinnacle of like human like fucking capabilities. And then at the same time, they're like people in the world.
Dude. And football players' minds are insane.
Yes.
They're just a rare breed of people. They're just the way they kill each other.
Yeah. And then at that level, they're all freak athletes. And then it's like the mental thing on top of it that like separates the like all stars from everybody else.
Well, even you sent that clip to me of those dudes who were doing wide receiver drills.
Yes,
basically.
That's my favorite thing on YouTube right now is just watching one-on-ones at like the fucking playground or the field or whatever. Just dudes doing coverage on each other. It is the fucking best thing.
The shit talking is next level.
I highly recommend it. Have you guys seen this?
No, I have not.
It's basically like one-on-one coverage for receivers. And it's like, all right, I want you. I'm going to D up on you. And then they go run a route and they either catch the ball and fucking get to put that in the dude's face. Or the other guy denies him, is just like, get that fuck out of here. Like, it's great. It gets heated. Yeah. And they're
just
like,
shit talking while running drills.
I want him next. Oh, yeah. I want him next.
At some point, we have to have all access. You can hear every athlete during games. It would be incredible.
Yeah. Well, we had it the other day. It didn't work too well.
Yeah. Well, that is the case until everybody's just canceled because everybody's saying the most horrific shit out there.
Yeah
it's you know, it's battle. You say things you don't mean.
Mm. Yeah, you can't really put that out there. I think that has to stay on the field. That's like the fun part about playing the sport is talking shit.
And
you know?
That's why this show is so great because you're kind of like seeing behind the curtain. You're hearing like even like hearing the physicality of like the grunts and shit and like the equipment hitting. Mm. You're like, oh, I know why I'm not playing this sport.
Yeah.
It hurts really badly.
That's definitely why I like playing sports more than I enjoy watching sports because you get to talk shit with your homies the whole time.
It's because you like to feel the pain, Kyle.
Ooh.
You like to feel that pain.
Thank you. Talk to me. Yeah, so
it lets me know I'm alive.
Cut me.
I don't like shit talking. I just do it.
There we go. Silent assassin.
I'm not even saying I'm like one of those guys who's like, I let my fucking whatever do the job, but like, I don't know.
I've never been good enough at sports to shit talk. I'd be like, oh, you want to see this? And they're like, yeah.
Yeah. That's why our games would be like hella funny. You know what I mean? Because like the peak is very low.
Right.
But the shit talk level is very high. That's to me awesome.
What I do like about Hard Knocks and the few episodes I've seen is the level of athleticism, especially in football, is all over the place. In basketball, everyone is basically in the same range of athleticism.
Wait. Okay. I'll circle back. Go ahead.
Football, it's like those linemen are just houses.
Right.
Right.
And then all of a sudden there's a wideout or football guy, fast football guy, who's just lean as fuck, 6'1", who's just way faster than everybody else.
And then there's the kicker.
Because because it's like chess. It's like you are built for your position. But I mean, I would argue the same thing for basketball. Like if your center, like Shaq and fucking...
But Shaq doesn't exist anymore, really.
Dwight Howard.
Well, Boban, Dwight Howard is like a freak of nature for his position.
Oh, he's big.
But like a lot of those centers can't move. Like what's his name on Houston?
Sure, like Russell Westbrook for sure. But I would say the difference.
I know what you mean.
There's a stark difference between a football center,
a running back,
or just a guard. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And their wide receiver.
Or a kicker.
And the fast football guy.
Then the super fast football guy.
Yeah, there's a difference between the blocking football guy, the slow blocking football guy, big guy, and then the fast, like super fast running
super
football guy.
Super fast running football guy.
Right.
At that gym that I go to in Hollywood, Unbreakable, it's a cool gym, but I'm glad I don't know a lot about football. Like, I just don't. Like, NFL players, I just don't know shit about them. I don't really watch the NFL. I don't really care. And, there's so many of them in the gym. I think I'd be starstruck if I knew who they were. But since I don't, and it's also crazy to see like some of these guys, like some of the wide receivers aren't that strong. They're not bench pressing a lot. They're just like working on agility drills all day long.
Right. Speed, explosiveness. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They don't have to be super tough. They just got to be fast as fuck.
But what's dope is you watch those guys do footwork and it's insanity.
Oh my God.
But then you watch the linemen working on like essentially judo because it's like all about balance and shit.
Hell yeah.
And how they move like the fast hands and like they grab a shoulder here and they use the dude's balance against
them. I actually saw a dude who was training with that hand blocking and is like the dude training him had a knife and was like attempting to stab him and
is this on the system or where are you from? The court?
The compound, yeah, yeah. Baby. On the court, we used to train with knives.
Do you guys think that you would last one down in an NFL football game? Like a full speed,
no.
They're going to hit you.
No.
Like last, sure. Like you're not going to die. But do you think you would not get injured?
No.
There's a 100% guarantee that I would be injured.
Yeah, of course.
Without a doubt.
I had a teacher in high school, a substitute teacher, who would like he would always come back and you would know who he was. And he played in the NFL for like 2 or 3 years. And he said that he, from college to the NFL, the speed that it increased was crazy. And the first big hit he took from the NFL, he was like, oh, fuck. Like, this is totally different. These dudes are out here murdering.
Yeah, I think I would get crushed. I mean, but if you're a kicker, do they even come after you? Like, could you kick?
A kicker?
Get on YouTube, highlight reels of kickers getting laid out.
Oh, for
kicker
real? Because see, that's
the
problem.
The whole point is to lay them out.
You're not supposed to. They're not supposed to. It's a.
If they run, like if you're returning and they're like the last resort guy and they
blocking.
Go after you,
yeah.
They will lay you the fuck out and it's hilarious because they're like, get the fuck out of this sport.
Yeah. They just bounce.
That's a rough gig, by the way. Being a kicker, like you are so necessary for the game, but like the respect level has to be so low.
When I was in high school, this dude kept trying to get me to play kicker on our football team, and I almost did it, but then I just wanted to smoke cigarettes and not practice every day.
Dude, I want that to be the back half of every sentence about your childhood.
Yeah, anything that has to do with sports, it always ends with, I'd rather just go smoke cigarettes and play wrestle. Yeah.
Could have went pro, but then I realized that I had to practice, and I just would rather smoke cigarettes.
Yeah. So.
Cigarettes had me, bro.
Yeah, they meanwhile, really every fucking baseball player we watched growing up smoked cigarettes and chewed tobacco.
Yeah.
Could have done both.
It would be cool to have to start like a softball team and do like a Hard Knocks, like a YouTube channel or something. Like that would be fucking tight.
Damn.
Mm-hmm. Well, just giving your ideas away here on This Is Important.
That is.
And it is. That's an important idea.
Well, anybody can do it. That's just out there. Go ahead. Take it. You know, just developed
no,
on the.
No, that's ours. God damn it. That's ours.
Developed on the This Is Important podcast for YouTube by the dudes from. And you can put all of our names.
I'd play a. I mean, if the reign of the COVID ever stops, I would be down to be in a softball league. That sounds fun as hell.
Would be fun.
Yes.
I have found that softball leagues in Hollywood are kind of.
Come out to Malibu.
When I moved here, two of my friends were in a softball league with Nitro from American Gladiators. They were like, we just want to meet people. They joined up and they're like, dude, Nitro is in our softball league. And I was like, we're in Hollywood, baby.
Whatever happened, didn't they try to bring back American Gladiators and just sort of...
Yeah, it was back.
It was good.
Yeah, what happened? That sucks. It was canceled too quickly, man. Give it some time to shine.
Yeah.
It was kind of a Band-Aid for the Writers Guild strike in, what, 06 or 05 or whatever that was.
Oh, yeah.
They, like, didn't have any TV. They needed reality TV. They brought back American Gladiators and said, take that, WGA.
Mm.
Now, for those of you guys listening, the WGA is the Writers Guild of America, and sometimes they go on strike and TV doesn't happen, so American Gladiators happened.
Wish it'd go on strike again.
And now it's The Rock's show, Titans Games.
That's right.
It's just okay, that game. I don't want to sound like a sociopath, but it's too much of like the personal story. I don't give a fuck.
Mm.
Like, go out there and play against the gladiators.
That's what was awesome about American Gladiators is you just, before you knew it, you were in the game. You were in the event.
Yeah.
Well, that's why American Ninja Warrior rules is because it's the same with gladiators. You're like, oh, I could do that. Even if you couldn't,
right.
Even if you like
right.
probably would just get your ass kicked, you believe like, yeah, you know what? I would. I'd shoot for the leg and I'd take him down.
I feel like I could at least do the hand bike where like you do this and you move your legs like crazy too.
I wanted to do American Ninja Warrior.
That's what Mobile Guts was for.
We kept pitching it as like a coda for Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates mm-hmm. as like after the credits roll, that's the coda sequence for the listeners. And we pitched that we got on American Ninja Warrior and then we competed. That's what me and Zach kept pitching over and over. And they're like, no, it doesn't even make any sense. But we just wanted to do that.
Get on the course.
Yeah, to get on the course once.
Yeah.
Damn, that'd be fun.
It'll be back. They'll bring it back. They have to bring it back. It's an IP. Everybody fucking knows it.
I think American Ninja Warrior is still happening.
Sorry, I meant American Gladiators.
Sure.
Yeah, so what's up with this Titan show? How much are you investing in these people's stories?
Too much. They just go like they're like back in their hometown and shit and like I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care about the backstory. Like,
get into the athleticism. That's the fun part.
Well, you only care about the like if the guy, because it is nice to go like, I'm rooting for the teacher. His whole class is rooting for him. He's a good guy. Like I get a kick out of like rooting for, you know, knowing a little bit about their backstory and rooting for them. But
yeah. Is it going week to week to week? Are they on the show for multiple weeks in a row?
I think maybe they come back. I can't remember.
Oh, yeah.
It's just a lot of like...
It's a game show. Play the game.
This is them and their life.
Oh, what about The Rock buying the XFL? What a stroke of genius is that?
Wait, why?
I mean, that is so smart. He's going to...
Why is that smart?
He's going to be a fucking quadrillionaire. Because people like the XFL. I think they were like kind of pumped that it was back. And then COVID sort of just like ruined it. And so they were like done. He bought it for $15 million.
That's it?
Yeah.
More than that.
No.
Was it 15?
Who likes XFL? XFL sucks.
But this is what it is. XFL sucks, right? But now The Rock attached will legitimize it. And he will. He played football. He's super famous. The problem is that NCAA college football is a fucking scam on these kids, right? Now, if you're a kid who like needs to put some food on the table and all of a sudden you can get paid $150,000 for going to play football for a couple of years in the XFL, which is like somehow legit now, you're going to fucking go do that instead of pretending to go to like French class or whatever. I mean, like I did the same thing. I went to college specifically for one thing, my sport. I don't know if I would have gone if I didn't have that. So I'm like, these kids, if there was some place that would have paid me to swim, I would have fucking gone and done that.
For sure.
Bro, you should do the extreme swim FL.
Oh, do the extreme swim
FL. Well, that exists too. That exists.
That's like water polo, though. That's basically water polo.
They just started the ISL, which is like the International Swimming League, which is professional swimming. And it's not great, but it's on TV and my fucking DVR records it and I'm watching.
Damn.
I love that.
But like he's seizing on an opportunity that the NCAA has been going head to head with the kids about paying them for so long that like it's going to come to an end sometime soon. And he's going to be right there to scoop everybody up and be like, you can play right here. I got you.
Right.
It's The Rock.
Yeah. And also people do like the XFL. I think people get a real kick out of it. And people like football so goddamn much to like during that time when football isn't happening. That's when isn't it spring? It's basically spring football.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. That first game that came back, the first game was dope.
I think people like it. And to buy it for $15 million after it already has a brand name, The Rock already obviously is a huge brand name. Like, that was a steal.
Like, should we go play in it?
I would watch that.
That, I think I would last a play.
Well, we should for sure go to a game.
Oh, no doubt about
we
it.
We should for sure leverage.
What about the lingerie football?
This, the success of this podcast, this is important. Mm-hmm. And go to a game. Get a free dog and a brew.
Now, Blake just kind of said something that went under the radar here, and that was lingerie football. And if you guys at home haven't watched this shit, it's not just like girls in underwear playing football.
They light each
it
other
is
up.
These fucking jock women in like not scantily clad, but they're in like sports bras and like, I guess like underwear shaped shorts or whatever. But they fucking light each other up. These quarterbacks have cannons and these women are catching balls. Do. They're checking people into walls. It's fucking, there's YouTube clips
are
intense.
I remember when we found it. We found it when we lived at Hamlin and it was like scrolling through the DirecTV. It's like, lingerie football league, what is this? Click it on.
Ooh, do tell.
Yeah, and then it's like, holy shit, this is like a great game. This is really good.
It's
speaking
badass.
Of shit talk, one of those girls from that like highlight clip or whatever had the best shit talk game. She was like, oh my God, did you shit your pants? To some other girl. She's like, you fucking stink. I was like, she's in her head now.
Oh, man. What an ultimate slam. Did you shit your pants?
That's a good one.
I dream that we wire up every player, athlete, and that's all they say.
That'd be a great thing. Like, even in the NFL, if you're the guy that's wired up, if you're constantly just going like, oh, my God, this guy's just shit his pants. that's what they keep getting on CBS or wherever it's airing.
That's Hard Knock softball.
Yeah, Hard Knock. It's just being like, oh, PU, dude, you shit your pants.
If I was the catcher, that's all I would be doing in softball league. Like, this dude shit his pants.
Oh, yeah, just fucking winding people
the
up.
The catchers are the shit talker in baseball. They're the ones who fucking get under your skin.
Good to see you again, man. Did you shit your pants? You fucking stink.
No, dude, you stink.
Shut up,
dude.
Man.
You stink like shit.
I'm serious.
Did you guys ever umpire at all? I umpired for one season in baseball.
Never.
No.
Yeah,
I would have loved to do that. Maybe when my kid's older.
How old were you?
I was 14, and these kids were like 8 and 9. And also didn't even know all the rules in baseball. Like I sucked. I for sure sucked. And
that's one of those strikes.
I definitely made a bad call. But you know, you're as an umpire, you just got to cover your own ass and stick with your bad call. And this dad flipped the fuck out, and he had a little Coleman cooler, and he was going. He's like, you're trash, Blue. You're trash. And I'm like, okay, settle down. Meanwhile, this guy's like, you know, 40-year-old man. I'm 14 years old. And then he takes out his little Coleman cooler with this like sandwich wrapper and it's like half eaten bag of Fritos and just dumps it all over the ground. It's like, this is you, Blue. This is you. You're trash. And then I'm like, you're out of here. And I kicked him out to the parking lot. But technically the parking lot was actually closer than the bleachers were.
Right. The fence went around.
Because it was like a shitty little kid's baseball. So like he was now closer. I was like, you got to go stay in the parking lot. And he was now closer to the game than he was while sitting up in the bleachers.
I think that would be cool. I look forward to the day when I get to coach like little sports. I'll be first in line to like do the lineup.
Ew.
Check it out. You know, that'll be fucking so sick.
Ew. All right, guys, I hope you're ready for some little sports. Put a little hand in, say a little ho.
Yeah, exactly. Ew. Exactly. Accidentally say the F word a couple times, be like, don't tell your parents, okay?
I got a homie whose kids play baseball and he coaches and he like wears the whole getup, you know, because like baseball, like the coaches also wear the uniform.
Oh, yeah.
And it is awesome.
I love that. You got to commit.
You get to come up with the signs on third base where you like get to do all the little dancing and shit. And then like, dude, that'd be awesome.
Blake, you've played in like celebrity baseball games before, haven't you?
Blake's a celebrity?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. He's big time.
I was at some point. I played in a softball game twice at actually the Coliseum in Oakland.
How was that? The one that I played in, I it was embarrassing. There I was like, I kind of overextended myself and was like, they were like, hey Adam, did you play baseball? And I'm like, oh yeah, definitely. And then they're like, okay, you got shortstop. And I'm like, okay. And then the first one that came to me, it just bounced off my chest, and then I picked it up and threw it way over the first baseman's head. Like, just launched it. I just didn't want to throw it in the dirt, so I'm like, I got to put some pepper on this. And then they're like, oh, we didn't know that you can't throw a baseball. I'm like, it's been a while.
What the hell? Yeah.
How were you? Or did you –
The first game, I did well. My second time I played, I definitely, fell over a fence and –
Like you went for it?
I went for Seth Curry. No, sorry, Steph.
Seth is the brother. That's his brother.
Steph Curry hit one over my head, and I tried to kind of reach up and grab it over the wall, and the wall ended up coming down on me.
Yeah, but you looked cool. You were going for it, and that's what's most important.
Mm-hmm. It didn't look cool.
He hit it to the wall at the Coliseum?
No, they bring in the wall for like celebrity games.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, it was a temporary weak wall. That's why it fell over. Yeah.
Weak shit.
It was hella weak. It was hella
Kyle
weak.
Coming in against the professional.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kyle, not everybody's born to play.
I think I could hit one out at the Coliseum.
I bet you could.
Oh,
Kyle,
man.
Shut the fuck up. No, you
Thank
could
you.
Not.
Yeah, I could.
Not in a million years could you.
If I have 3 months to practice, I'd hit it out.
All right, Kyle. Okay. Start practicing today, and in 3 months, I guarantee you we could get you on the green. Is that what they call it?
No, in the batter's box.
On the diamond.
Yeah,
on
the pitch.
In the batter's box.
Get me in the box.
We'll get you in the box. At the Coliseum, and I want to see this happen. I bet we can. Blake has the in. He's played there twice.
You got to pay for it.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
What are we paying
That's
for?
That's a weird request. All right. Baseballs and sure.
Pay for what?
You got to pay for access. You got to pay for it.
We're not going to pay for it. They're going to let us do it. It's not going to be during a game.
You got to pay for it. I'll do it.
Kyle, you played baseball, right? Is this true that like – to hit it out of there, like the pitch needs to be at a certain sufficient speed coming in?
Yeah, that's the biggest thing, is I'd have to learn how to hit like 80 miles an hour. That turning on it is probably the hardest.
Well, you're the one who said you need 3 months.
Yeah, I think I could do that.
All right. I'm excited to see it.
It actually would trim up my waistline, which I've been looking forward to doing.
Nah, man, you got to use that. That's the torque that you need to get around on that ball. Plank.
Dude, I wonder if the batting cages are open during COVID. That sounds like a fucking dream.
They are. They are the one thing that didn't close.
I think they are if you bring your own bat, my man.
Bro.
That makes sense.
Let's go. Let's go to the cages.
Yeah.
Do we have any takebacks or apologies?
Mm.
And what's the third one?
Compliments. Wow, this is a tough one this week.
Well, you know what? I want to apologize for going after you, Adam, about your new hobby. To each their own. I wish you the best of luck. I hope you do get that Zion and that Luka. Go get them, bud.
Hey, thank you. Yeah, that was about my new card collecting hobby, which I plan on investing. I'm going to have to sell the house. I plan on going big, baby.
Yeah.
You got to. Go big.
Okay, I'd like to really quickly take back what I said about hitting a home run at the Oakley Coliseum because I don't...
Wait a second. That was
I'd just like to take that back for a moment. Maybe I'll revisit it next week after I hit the cages.
Yeah, but I'd like to compliment you for knowing that you can't do that. You overextend yourself a little bit, and I would like to apologize for me putting you on the spot, and that's why you had to take that back. So apologies, but also compliments.
I'll compliment your apology.
I want to compliment Adam.
Thank you.
On putting him on the spot, because that's what friends do.
Ah, mm-hmm. Well, then I also would like to compliment...
Me?
Yeah, you for something.
I just want to freaking take back these last few minutes of my life. Jesus Christ.
Oh, man. This is important.
Truly is.
I thought.
It truly is. Blake, any take backs, apologies, or compliments?
I said I want to take back the minutes.
Yeah, I heard
my
that.
Life.
That sounded like a good end.
I want to end it. I want to end it, bro. This podcast.
Okay, I'm going to really quickly jump in here and give Blake a compliment before we go off, just to pump him up a little bit, because he sounds like he's down
yeah,
in the
poor guy.
Dumps.
Can we end the
I know,
show?
This shit's over.
Blake, your hair is really great. You're funny.
Oh,
you are
God.
A celebrity.
Yeah.
And actually, I apologize for calling you a non-celebrity and insinuating that.
I want to apologize for not watching Ballers. I should have done that.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to. And that's our show for this week. Guys, Once again, this is important. See you next week.